Miguel and Holly
on Hot 101.5.
The Hot Haunted Manor. Yeah. That is happening Friday, October 26th. It is our huge Halloween party happening at Franklin Manor, Friday, October 26th. We have cheat codes coming in.
Yes.
And $10,000 worth of costume contesting happening.
Can I apply for that?
No, you can't.
Oh, okay.
But you can definitely look good and sexy, Holly, in your Halloween costume.
Yes.
Okay. So make sure to get your tickets. We have ticket drops happening next week where you can win tickets. But before that, we have free tickets all weekend long.
Yes. Oh my gosh, it's a free ticket winning weekend for the Hot Haunted Manor.
Exactly. Chase, our afternoon guy who hangs out with you every day from 3 till 7, he kicks off our winning weekend at 4 p.m. And don't forget, we are at the Walmart at 1505 North Del Mabry Highway as we're collecting supplies for our friends up north in the Panhandle.
Yes.
These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor. Because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them. Dear blog... Okay, Holly, I have to dance around this real easily, okay?
What is happening?
So, my boyfriend, Mr. Silver Fox, he's been out of town for 2 weeks up north in Buffalo.
Yeah.
He went up there with his business partner. They have a painting business.
Right.
And her son, who opened up sort of a portion of their business up north, got just flooded with business.
Okay.
And so my boyfriend and his business partner went back up to Buffalo, New York and said, hey, let's help you out.
Yeah.
We're going to make a lot of money, so we're going to be gone for the whole month of October.
The whole month.
Like, he literally won't be back until November 1st.
Okay.
But we've already had this trip planned to Atlanta for this weekend.
Yeah.
And so this is the weekend, Atlanta Pride, where it's sort of like a little mini college reunion for all my friends.
Right.
And so he's driving down from Buffalo to meet me there.
Oh.
Well, I haven't seen him in 2 weeks, and then I won't see him for another 2.5 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
And some
things need to happen. Oh, yep, no.
And so here's what I need to know, Holly, without getting into any details.
Sure.
We're sharing a hotel room with three of my other friends.
Why?
Because, listen, you don't sleep while you're there at Pride. You're hanging out. You're having fun.
You don't sleep?
I mean, you do, but you're usually drunk by then, and it's fine.
Oh, no.
Is it acceptable to be like, can we have the room for about 40 minutes?
40 minutes? That's it?
Girl, listen. Who do you think I am? What are you talking about?
I don't know. Okay, wait. So I think that it's not only perfectly acceptable, but expected that you should need the room.
Okay.
But you're going to have to work that out. Like, that just can't happen by accident. Like, when we're like, oh, wait, no one's here. And they're probably not going to be here for, like, 45 minutes.
Yes.
No. You got to plan it out.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that that wasn't too big of an ask.
No, I think it's totally acceptable.
Well, especially these are college friends that I've known for a long time. So yeah. I've seen them, you know. Okay.
They're fine. And if all else fails, you hang the do not disturb sign on the door. Okay? That's how you do it. Dear blogs, so we were in LA earlier this week covering the American Music Awards, which was amazing, by the way. And all that content, all those interviews, hot1015tampabay.com on the Miguel and Holly page. But so we had to take the red eye flight out of LA. I don't even know what day it is today. Friday today. So whatever day we took the red eye out of LA, and I was tired because it was after the AMAs. We had had drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So I was not totally clear-minded, I will say that.
Right.
So we're sitting, in the airport, and I think this may have... I don't remember even if this was the layover airport. No, it was the original LA airport.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting by a couple, a man and a woman, and I'm just kind of on my phone. I'm eating some food and playing around on my phone, and the woman and her husband are having this discussion about his family, and it's kind of just going in, drifting one ear out into the other, and then one sentence that she said sparked my interest because I thought no one should ever say this before I have to get on a plane.
What did she say?
I wrote it down
so
I had it for blogs. She looks at her husband and says, you need to call your brother and tell him you love him right now before we get on this flight.
What?
I was like, what the heck?
Wait.
Are we going to die?
That is insane.
And then he goes, well, what happens if he's not answering? What happens if I can't get a hold of him? She goes, keep calling until he answers. I was freaked out.
Did she have like a premonition that something was about to happen or something?
I don't know, but right after that, he got through to his brother and he's like, hey man, I just gotta talk. And then they got up and left. And I was like,
wait.
Oh my God, I can't get on this flight.
Did they ever get back on the plane or did they board the plane with us?
I don't remember.
Girl.
All I know is, thank God we're not dead. That's
how dare
saying.
You? Like, that's how Final Destination started.
That's why I didn't want to tell you.
The guy had a dream. Was it Jonathan Jackson who ever had a dream? And then he
know,
got off
wanna,
the plane. Wow.
Listen, I just didn't want to tell you, but maybe
well,
now that's.
Thank God we're here.
That's all I'm saying. I don't even
you know
what happened and how.
I don't even, you know, that's a good question on, do you tell someone that before?
I chose not to.
Wow.
Because
okay.
I was like, okay, I'm just going to take this on myself and be freaked out, and I'm not going to bother you, burden you with it.
All right. Well, Holly, what's hot in Hollywood?
All right. So, this is ridiculous. So Kanye West yesterday met with President Trump.
Girl.
There are a few interesting tidbits that came out of this meeting that we need to go over about
yes.
Kanye. And I'll also, on a separate note, Justin Bieber's crying again.
Oh,
we will talk about it at 7 o'clock with Miguel and Holly.